Nell Carter, star of the 1980s sitcom Gimme a Break and of the Broadway smash Ain't Misbehavin', died today of complications from diabetes. She was 54. Bob Mondello has an appreciation.
She was cute and round and had a voice you could cut gemstones with, a sweet, piercing sound that landed sitcom punchlines with flair, but that was really designed to be wrapped around a lyric. Give her a tune by Fats Waller, as some smart producers did in 1978 on Broadway, and the only other thing she needed was a spotlight.
Save up all your pots and pans. Save up every little thing you can. Don't give it away now. Get some cash for your trash. You know what I'm talking about.
The Fats Waller review Ain't Misbehavin' had five terrific performers, but Carter had that something extra that makes for stardom. The show's director, Richard Maltby, says he knew that the moment he heard her audition.
She sang New York, New York, which knocked the back wall out of the rehearsal room. And then she sang, of all things, Noel Coward's If Love Were All, which I swear I've never heard sung better. I mean, it was the most heartbreaking, touching, phenomenal performance. But nothing quite prepared me for the first moment when the show hit the stage, because that's when her real quality came out. She had to get the audience. She was teasing, playing with, toying with the audience. Particularly in Honeysuckle Rose, the song that basically starts the show.
Every honeybee eels with jealousy. When they see you out with me, I don't blame them, goodness knows.
Well, I don't blame them either, baby.
Cause you're my honey, I'll suckle rose.
Now hush your mouth.
Carter was an unknown when the show opened on Broadway. 3 years later, she was a household name. TV's Gimme a Break, in which she played a feisty maid, had been built around her sassiness, and audiences couldn't seem to get enough of that 4'11" fireball with the big voice, a voice her Ain't Misbehavin' co-star, Andre DeShields, accurately calls celestial.
If you ever had a sense of what the Archangel Gabriel must sound like on Judgment Day when he blows his horn and brings all the believers back into the fold. Some kind of heavenly, inimitable, once-in-a-lifetime clarion sound. That's what came out of Nell Carter's throat.
Nell Carter never stopped seducing audiences with that purr like a trumpet and with a wink. I'm Bob Mondello.
I know for certain the one I love, I threw it flirting at you.
Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere.